Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a writer and speaker. He's a chief reinvention officer for companies improvising careers. He worked at IBM for a number of years. He's a touring and session bassist, having played for a number of rock bands, including Robert Plant. How cool a dude is that, my friends? And he's becoming our good friend, Chris Bishop. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, happy Friday. Nice to hear your voice. Nice to be able to join you again.
You too. We're glad you're back, and we're glad we found you. So, okay, artificial intelligence,
yeah,
as you know, is something that I'm very interested in. It's something I'm continuing to talk to my audience about and bringing on smart people like you to help us understand it. But you recently attended an event where there were some other really smart people talking about it. Tell us about it.
I did. So I recently got an invitation, kind of much to my surprise, I think I'd signed up on the web, but to an event that took place at the MIT Media Lab in Cambridge, which is this fantastic facility.
Right.
You know, right behind the main MIT building. And the event was called AI Now 2017 Symposium. It's run by two women, Kate Crawford and Meredith Whitaker. Your listeners who are interested might want to just make note of those names. Actually, if you go to AI, I think it's AINow.com is their site. But they're educators and researchers and kind of policy wonks, and they're very passionate about investigating the impact of artificial intelligence on culture and business and society. So I took the train up from Stanford. I live in Connecticut, so I was able to drive down, jump on the Amtrak, which is one of the cool things about living in this part of the world.
Yeah, in the corridor.
Yeah, in the corridor, exactly. Get up to Boston, up to Cambridge, in about 3 hours. But they had three sessions. They had some introductory remarks by Joey Ito, who is the Media Lab director, who I wrote a piece about on LinkedIn, but I'll paraphrase.
Right.
So he described the introduction to artificial intelligence currently to the way remote villagers might react to jetpacks. So he said, first of all, they don't know what it is. They don't know where they came from, and they don't know what to do with it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Listen, a few years ago, I was asked to work with to do some work with our U.S. Trade Representative was hosting a bunch of South Africans.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there are five countries in South Africa, and two of them are little bitty, you know, native villages kind of places, you know, really backward. And so... And so they were over there asking for capital, and I moderated a panel for him one time, and they were over in America looking for capital to get invested in their countries, and I said something about, well, tell me about how computer literate you are, and this person from this one little bitty tiny, you know, principality said, oh, we don't have electricity.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
It's true.
Wow.
But they were over here looking for capital for their little principality, but they didn't have electricity.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
So
all things being relative, right? I'm
That's a real world situation. So he was saying that artificial intelligence for a lot of people today. I mean, I was talking to a Bitcoin guy earlier in the previous part of the show.
Yeah.
And I was pointing out that, you know, not only do a lot of small business owners not know what Bitcoin is, some of them still aren't taking credit cards.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Well, I mean, it makes me think of, you know, this is a phrase I use. It's actually a quote from the famous science fiction writer William Gibson, who wrote books like Neuromancer and Mona Lisa Overdrive. Right? One of his famous quotes was, the future's already here. It's just not evenly distributed.
Not evenly distributed, exactly. Right? Yeah, so, that's a great, one of the great quotes. So the first thing you took away from this was bias. One of the guys talked about bias traps in artificial intelligence. Give us a quick understanding of what that means.
Yeah, well, so, and it made me think of an article I'd read recently that was authored by Melinda Gates and a colleague, and I forgot the woman's name, but they were saying, they were trying to
Melinda
get...
Melinda Gates, that's Bill Gates' wife.
Yeah, Bill Gates' wife, the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation, right? She runs it with her husband. And she and her colleague were saying that they were apprehensive about, it was technology in general, but certainly AI, that is being written by people with a certain kind of bias, so there's a certain sort of demographic that, you know, back to our earlier quick conversation, your previous guest about sort of Google and coders and women in tech, that most AI code is written by guys in hoodies.
Right.
That's the way they described it, right? So it's kind of white male,
millennial. Well, see, we saw this before in tech terminology.
Yeah.
Same thing. And I was on an international group that was trying to help people understand how to write tech terminology so regular people could understand it.
Yeah, same kind of model.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.